so you think you can tell.
André de Beer pulls a pint of beer, dark orange and with a rich creamy head of foam, in the cockpit brewhouse in the diamond mining town of Cullinan.
My signature beer is a Mustang IPA, Indian pale ale in the American style, very fruity from all the hops. And then the last of my regulars is the Black Widow Stout. Nice, rich, full-bodied stout with some beautiful roasted flavors.
De Beer uses American hops and German barley malt for some of his craft beers, all of which are named after wartime fighter planes.
There we start off with the Hell's Bells, which is a Münchner Helles. Nice, easy-drinking light lager. Then I've got the Fokker Weiss, German-style Hefeweizen. I've got the Spitfire, the English ordinary bitter. Nice session beer, low in alcohol but full in flavor. The Tiger Moth, which is a dark Belgian style strong ale. Nice fruity flavors, higher in alcohol.
He's also famous for his special edition extreme beers, such as his Black Forest Stout.
It starts life as a 11% alcohol stout. Then it's re-fermented with fresh cherries from the Free State. And pure cocoa nibs is soaked in the beer for a few days. A beautiful cherry and chocolate flavors in a strong stout.
A worker prepares water to be used to make beer at the Black Horse Brewery in the Magaliesberg Mountains. Brewer Nushka Buerta says two ingredients ensure that her beer is great. Barley imported from Belgium, a country known for its excellent beer, and water from a nearby mountain spring.
We use our water as is. It doesn't go through any filtration systems, and it is as pure can get. That, I also feel, changes quite a bit to the flavor of the beer, so I think that makes our beer very pure.
Buerta enjoys brewing Dunkel beer, German dark lager with coffee aromas, using roasted malt. Unlike many other artisanal beer brewers in South Africa, who are currently making extremely bitter, highly experimental brews, Buerta plays it safer.
South Africans have such a specific taste bud range as far as beers are concerned that we want to make something that's already kind of out there. We don't want to go way out and try something crazy. We want to make very drinkable beers.
A network of stony paths leads to the Irish Alehouse on a farm in Northwest Province. Here, brewer Dirk van Tonder says the best way to make good beer is to follow age-old methods. To illustrate this, he tells how he recently bought a load of South African-grown barley.
I steeped it and I malted it on the floor like an age-old tradition. I dry kilned it in the sun and then I roasted it in my pizza oven, in the wood-fired pizza oven. To this day, the people are still asking me, when are we getting that beer with that lovely nutty taste? When are you making that again? I said, well, when I feel like making malt again.
Van Tonder's passion is to use all South African ingredients in his beers. In this respect, he's very proud of his brown ale. Van Tonder says it was his first plough-to-pint beer, made only with local barley, hops and water.
To have that barley in your hands, have it harvested, malt it with by hand, kiln it, roast it, brew it, keg it, serve it. That's the complete journey. It is so rewarding. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding.
Like Van Tonder, increasing numbers of beer drinkers in South Africa are calling themselves hopheads, people who enjoy extremely bitter, aromatic beers. One of them is beer writer Lucy Korn.
I really like, you know, very hoppy beers. The Devil's Peak IPA is one of my favorite beers in South Africa. It's a wonderful version of an American IPA. And everybody goes, oh yes, I could have one or two, but it's not a session beer. I disagree. I could drink several of them.
A barman packs glasses inside the Gilroy Brewery pub north of Johannesburg. Hopheads like Korn and Van Tonder stand in contrast to microbrewer Steve Gilroy.
For me, a beer should be in perfect balance. It should neither be aggressively bitter or cloyingly sweet. Yeah, it'd be an interesting beer, but you wouldn't want another one. And beer's all about drinkability. It's how the Lord designed it.
But Gilroy's greatest disdain is for beer that's too fizzy, as he told the audience during one of his recent beer speeches at his brewery.
Try drinking a sip of a commercial beer. You have an esophageal burp before you've even swallowed. That should be a warning. This can't be right. Half the brain cells.
Gilroy says his beers offer equal sweetness and bitterness and minimal fizz.
Perfect balance. And enough carbonation to dance on your tongue, but cause your tummy no distress. That's what it's all about. Oi!
Van Tonder believes that craft beer brewers in South Africa aren't even close to reaching their potential in terms of creating new beer styles and flavors.
And in South Africa, we have yet to discover the treasure trove of herbs in the African veld that we haven't even started with.
He says indigenous fruits and herbs will set South African beer apart and could result in it being in demand throughout the world. Then, he says, people around the globe will be able to share in the country's craft beer explosion. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.